Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back to The Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's going to bump up against 80 degrees. Get out on your back deck. Get out on your tailgate. Fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for joining The Grilling Guys. It is the best day of the week because it's football. It's hunting, it's fishing, whatever you want to do. This is like the last nice day of the year in terms of a beautiful day to wear shorts and a tank top.
You know, there is a lot of football going on. Our Spartans have a bye today, but Michigan plays Northwestern. Grand Valley's at Northern Michigan. Notre Dame is down in South Bend playing that Air Force team.
Go Air Force.
The Chips are playing NC State. The Broncos are at Bowling Green. No, they're in Kalamazoo. They're playing Bowling Green. And then, of course, our Tigers. Our division championship Tigers.
What a game.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of fun. I'm bummed that they ran them so late. I think the next couple are going to be more in my time zone. But they're playing Texas today and tomorrow. They get a break. But then we got the Bears against the Lions on Monday Night Football. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, the Tigers pick up again. It's going to be a great 5 days for the sports fan. And every time I get together with my friends, we're grilling something. That's what makes this such a cool time of year.
Yeah, it is. And the Tigers, what a legacy those people have. I mean, you know, you talk about a club, you talk about an image. I mean, the Tigers epitomize everything about baseball. And the funny thing is, I come home, I've got the game TiVo'd, and we walk across, and my mom's sitting in her den, and she goes, "Those darn Yankees." Nobody likes the Yankees unless you live in New York.
Right.
I mean, yeah, everybody loves the Tigers. That's right. Just my opinion.
Well, at least we do here in Michigan. It's awesome.
Yeah, so let's talk about some real cowboy beans. This is something that, you know, there are so many variations on beans, but when you're grilling, baked beans, in my opinion, are just, my wife hates it when I eat them, but I could eat tons and tons of beans, and
yeah.
It's usually got a pretty funny ending. But a cool way to make them are these cowboy beans. And I'll take a couple pounds, at least a pound, but maybe a couple pounds of, here's a good use for your venison burger. I'm choking. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll take over with this one. grab a breath. But we've got these cowboy beans, and you can put a lot of meat in beans. A lot of people like to put bacon in beans, but this is a great use for your venison burger.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, I was going to die. But I'll get the big 64-ounce can of beans, and some people like to use the Van Camp pork and beans, whatever. Very often I'll get the jars of the mixed beans. I like to do pinto and white northern and light red kidneys and use a blend like that. And if you really want to show off, throw some black beans in there.
Right.
Makes a cool look, if nothing else. But then I'm going to take like a small bottle of maple syrup, and I'm going to take maybe one great big fat sweet onion. And I'm going to take the onion, and I'm not going to dice it real small. I want it big enough so I have some little like half-inch strips or something when I get
crunchy.
Done. Well, they're going to be translucent when they're done. But I just want them big enough so that when you're eating it, you can see the onion. I don't know. It's stimulus again, you know, the real kind of stimulus. And then I'm going to get like 6 ounces of pineapple juice.
Okay.
About. And a tablespoon of like a Three Little Pigs Memphis rub. This is on our website. We posted it some time ago. A couple tablespoons of Touch of Cherry. If you want to substitute those for some other seasonings, there's all kinds of directions you can go with it. But then I'm going to fry up a pound of bacon. I'm going to fry up those 2 pounds of ground venison, ground beef, whatever you have. Not everybody's a venison freak. And I'm going to chop up that bacon and put all these ingredients together. And in the next hour, I'll tell you a great way to finish those off.
Okay. You know, I did a variation as well. Again, going down to camp this weekend. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. And I'm packing up after the show and going to head down to Deer Camp and have a little bit of fun with the guys that I grew up with down in Shartucky. And I made a big pan of beans that I'm going to take down there, too. A little bit different variation. I use these butter beans. They're a big white bean. Just adds another little flavor profile, but it also adds a different color. I did like you did. I put in, I used Bush's beans as a base. I used the light red kidneys, just like you said. These butter beans were in there. And then the white northern beans, mm-hmm. I'm right on with you.
But you've got a lot of beans.
Right, I do. It's a big pan, but there's going to be 15, 20 guys down there, so I want enough for everybody. I use maple syrup in mine as well, and then I used the bacon. So, you know, beans are beans, guys. Put a flavor profile in there. I didn't think about using the seasonings like the Memphis or the mm-hmm. touch of cherry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to taste that when I get home. They're usually really good the way I did them, but that
I'm sure you've got some.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm out.
Yeah. So, never, well, I've been using it, though.
Never show this guy where you hide your sauces and rubs.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You told me how to get in the garage, too, so yeah. That was the other piece. That,
and the dog likes you.
Yeah, well, Zeus, he likes Uncle Randy. It's all good, man. It's all good.
So I had, like, kind of a tough week. I mean, when this stinking ESPN cans Junior.
Right.
What a bunch of BS. Are you kidding me? We're talking football. This guy so what if he goes on a news show and compares this pathetic? It's pathetic, okay? So he doesn't like what the president's doing. Who cares?
Right, it's an opinion.
They kept Madonna on there. There's like 20 videos of Madonna bashing George Bush, saying all kinds of vulgar sexual things. She can get her trampy little butt out there, and they fire Junior. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. We're going to do
I hope they fold, okay? Don't ever listen to him again.
Yeah, well, we're going to give our little own tribute to Hank Williams and our form of support. At the end of the show, we're going to close with A Country Boy Can Survive. So we're big Hank Williams Jr. fans here.
Don't mess with Junior.
Don't mess with Junior. I tell you what, coming up next, we're going to do Chapter 2 of Choosing the Right Grill. We're going to dive into gas grills. Bob's got a really interesting pumpkin goulash that we're going to break down for you. We're going to put that out there on the website at thegrillingguys.com. I'm going to be taking that big Chuck Wagon grill, the good one. You can get those at Zager's Pool and Spa. I'm going to run down to Shartucky and grill up some pork butt for my boys. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.